Ningaloo Reef in Western Australia is one of the longest coral reefs in Australia. Scientists from the CSIRO have been tagging and tracking animals in the area for years, but now they've taken a new approach to studying turtles using ultrasound. Peter Kalis has this story.
CSIRO scientists have begun using ultrasound technology to study green sea turtles at Ningaloo Reef in Western Australia. Ningaloo is a fringing coral reef close to the shore, meaning it can support a wide range of fauna. Dr. Matt Vanderclift, the Ningaloo Outlook project leader, says the reef's natural abundance is due to ocean currents.
So it has a set of currents which bring food and bring cool water to parts of the reef which do things like protect it from bleaching and provide the conditions that make it really ideal for a range of fauna.
That makes it an ideal spot for green sea turtles.
The lagoons being protected by the reef are great places for the plants that the green turtles feed on. So green turtles are herbivores, they eat plants, so there's plenty of food for them. And also being a marine park and a World Heritage Area, they're very well managed, very well protected, so it's a great place to be a turtle.
Usually, turtle biologists inspect turtles that have come ashore to lay their eggs.
But for Ningaloo, what we don't know is that whether the turtles that live there nest there or they nest somewhere else. And in order to do that kind of reverse tracking, we need to find the ones that are going to lay eggs before they come up onto the beach. So we look for the large female turtles in the water, we catch them, and then we use ultrasound, exactly the same as ultrasound for any human, but what we're looking for are eggs.
The CSIRO also tracks the turtles by satellite. Their tracking array has been active since 2007, recording over 500 fish, rays, sharks and turtles tagged since that time. The most recent update from the trackers in November 2016 recorded 5.5 million detections from 850 tags in the area.
Now we attach a satellite tracker to the top of the carapace, at the top of the shell, and we're dealing with large female turtles. So these turtles are 100, 120 kilos. The tracker that we put on is less than half a kilo.
Turtles come from varying distances to lay their eggs at Ningaloo.
When we've been studying the females that lay their eggs at Ningaloo, we've tracked some and they've only moved 10 or 15 kilometres. So we can say that those turtles probably spend their entire life at Ningaloo. Others, we've tracked hundreds of kilometres south to Shark Bay or into the Pilbara, and still others we've tracked more than 1,000 kilometres up into the Kimberley. They might be going to areas that perhaps have a different range of activities, and we might be needing to look at what happens to them. Also, we know that some areas where the food grows have been affected by heat waves, and so if we know that those areas are particularly important for turtles, we might want to look at what we can do about that.
Dr. Vanderclift's work is part of the Ningaloo Outlook project, a project headed by the CSIRO and BHP Billiton aimed at researching and managing the reef. The project was started after the reef was made a World Heritage Site in 2011.
We're really trying to understand the entire Ningaloo Reef. So we're working from the deep down at 100 plus metres, deeper than divers can really work, all the way through to the shallow reefs, and looking at the corals and the fish there, and then all the way through again to whale sharks and turtles. So we're looking at all the different aspects of Ningaloo and understanding how they all work together.
That story was by Peter Kalis.